Hey, thank you for joining us one more time to another segment of the Confessional Booth with Father David. I just wanted to give a brief overview of our last podcast. We were talking about pride and the different definitions that that pride has according to society. What I've noticed is that pride can be viewed in a very negative way. Definitely, when we read the scriptures and the Old Testament, when it's talking about pride, it's kind of giving us a sign of beware. But it's talking in the sense of pride being arrogance or neglecting others, and that can definitely lead us to sin. But one of the things that I mentioned was that that we have to be very careful, because we do not want to also define humility as looking at ourselves as people who are worthless. Assurance with humility goes a long way, and so be humble is what we're saying, but don't view yourself as someone who is worthless. There's a quote that I read. I think the person who mentioned this quote, is his name is Marcus Cicero, and he said, "If you have no confidence in yourself, you are twice defeated in the race of life. With confidence, you have won even before you have started." I think that whether you confess it or not, most of us need recognition and acknowledgement of others. It's very important. It makes us feel confident in ourselves, confident in our choices. And in one point of our lives, all of us have experienced being put down or being undermined in one way or another. And it's all too easy to lose believe in yourself and feel kind of shaken up when you're being questioned or feel insecure. And I believe that not too long ago, me and another deacon of our diocese decided to make vows to live the rule of life of Saint Dominic, and it's a rule of life that is centered around contemplative. If we, I'm trying to define it the best way, but I think that I'll use Saint Teresa of Avila. Saint Teresa of Avila, when she tried to define it at one point, a contemplative prayer, she said that it's more than just filling a bucket of water at a well. That just takes too much effort. Contemplative prayer to Saint Teresa of Avila is simply allowing the bucket to rest at the feet of the source of the water so that it flows effortlessly. And I believe that what she's trying to say is that contemplative spirituality, contemplative prayer, meditation is putting aside distractions, laying yourself at the foot of the cross. It is being attentive, being obedient to God's voice, to your inner self, to your spirit, and to the Holy Spirit. It's participating in the yes of the Son of Jesus Christ. It is an act of going deeper into yourself. And I believe that regular meditation helps you transcend the chatter and noise in your life and connects you to your inner true essence. I know I was raised in an urban community, and I know that it's very weird for us to even consider meditation. It's just not normal to really practice that. But I'm telling you, I've seen results, and I'll mention some of these results that I've witnessed in my own personal life. When you learn, or when you even start practicing it, because you don't have to be an expert at it, just start practicing it. But when you start practicing meditation, contemplative prayer, you will naturally become less engaged with those inner voices that generally speak negatively to you. We all have negative voices inside of us that are produced by fear and doubt. The only way that you will become less engaged with those voices is by you setting aside time to just focus on God, to really meditate on Him, and just push aside those voices of distraction. One of the things that I've noticed is your inner self-critic settles down and becomes silenced as well when you learn what contemplative prayer is and you start practicing it. I personally always say that if there's a particular person who criticizes me in a very harsh way, it's myself. I think that I'm the worst critic to myself more than anybody else, more than anyone who surrounds me. And so I've learned that that the inner self-critic in me settles down and becomes silenced when I learn to push those inner voices out. One of the other things that I've noticed is your confidence reveals itself to you, and you find yourself feeling more open and courageous. You're actually willing to take bigger steps. You're willing to take risks. One of the saddest things that I've witnessed with my generation is that we see so much potential in so many young kids, so many young women, but we don't want to take risk. We are very overwhelmed with doubt, with fear. We don't think that we can do the job well. And I think that it's very important that we build ourselves up. Be very careful with surrounding yourself or even being in relationships with someone who doesn't even believe in themselves and doesn't believe in you. You know, we're always connecting with people who can pour their way of thinking of themselves into us. And so be very careful who you build relationships with. You know, insecurities. That insecure character, that insecure personality, that feeling of worthlessness could be very contagious. So be very, very careful. There are, in my words, I can say this to the younger crowd that is listening to me. There are too many negative voices in society today that hinder our confidence. Don't allow yourself to add more voices by listening to your fear and your doubt. One of the things that I've learned, that I've witnessed as a result of contemplative prayer, contemplative spirituality, meditation, whatever you want to call it, is that you start redefining failure. One of the issues that I had before was that I had this negative view of failure. And one of the things that I noticed in my moment of silence is to really, really, really redefine failure. I think that failures are some of the most treacherous things that I can hold in life. They're lessons that I learned. They have become pedestals. They have become a great asset in my life where I've learned to grow and develop through them. So, you know, you learn to redefine failure and you don't see it as an ending story. It's a beginning to something beautiful and something better in your life. I think the best way to end this is by repeating to you that the scriptures say, let the weak say, I am strong. And so I'm not saying to be a proud, arrogant person, but what I'm saying is be very careful with doubt and fear in yourself. Build yourself up. Today, confess your doubts, confess your fear, and be free, be courageous. Encourage yourself, build yourself up. The Lord be with you. Take care. See you in my next segment.